The following portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by our digital marketing expert, Paul Sanchetti.
And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet. The Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. And you know what? I cannot stop thinking about Lady Gaga. You know why? Because my producer, Mike, loves to throw me and Paul Sanchetti under the bus. Well, as you can tell, everyone, I'm fired up today because it is Sunday, December 23rd. Santa Claus is on his way. And before we talk about the ho-ho-ho spirit, I need to acknowledge someone in my life that I'm madly in love with, and that's you, Leah Deutsch. Today is your 16th birthday. I love you. I wish you a happy birthday. I am honored and privileged to be your friend and your auntie. And the reason why Christmas is one of my favorite holidays is simple, and that is because of my mom. You see, when I was a young kid, I would wake up every morning on Christmas, leave my bedroom, and go out there and look at the Christmas tree, not Lady Gaga's Christmas tree, Mike, but I would look at the Christmas tree and I would see presents because, of course, when I went to bed the night before, there was nothing there. And I would think to myself, as a young kid, who brought those presents? Because remember, they were signed by Santa Claus. So me and my younger brother, Rusty, you see, we believed in Santa Claus. We knew he was going to show up because we were good. However, my older brothers, my sister, they weren't so good. That's why we always got more presents than them. But I got to tell you something. The thing that I truly love about Christmas this year is that I get to be with my mom. Now, you and I know how much I love my mom. I talk about her all of the time. And so I just want to remind all of you, if your mom or your dad or your grandma or your grandpa or your auntie or uncle, if they are still alive and you get to see them, I am begging you to give them an extra hug. Just let them know how much you love them because you know what? It sure goes fast. All right, everybody, I've got a great show for you today because, of course, I'm bringing on our digital marketing genius, Paul Sanchetti. I cannot say enough about this man and what he is doing with my business and brand. And then, of course, after Paul, I'm bringing on Mike Ognissante from Prime Lending Roseville because we have some good news to share with you. The feds are not going to raise rates as much as we thought. And after that, of course, I'm bringing on Dr. Rosalind Young. I love her, too, because she's helping me hear better. And then I'm going to close the show off today with Dr. Angela Barr. You are going to want to listen to this interview about sex addiction. Yeah, hello, producer Mike. You like that better than Lady Gaga? All right, now, without further ado, I want to bring on my dear friend, Paul Sanchetti. And I want you to know, Paul, that you are one of the greatest Christmas gifts of the year for me. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, Ronnie. What a treasure it's been in 2018 for us to work together and get things moving in both our businesses.
My goal with you, Paul, is to reconnect in 1 year, get on the radio show and scream congratulations because what you do for me and my brand is unbelievable. Now, having said that, Paul, can you remind our outstanding audience, who are you and what do you do?
What we do is we improve small businesses' bottom line. That's what we do. And how we do that is we create a very professional online presence. So if you're a small business and you don't have a professional online presence, that's going to hurt your bottom line, right? Especially in this day and age when everything is online. So that's what we do. Now, we do four things in regard to that. We do online marketing, very professional online marketing. As you know, Ronnie, we do online reviews, making sure that your company is reviewed at 4.8 to 5 stars. So you come up and you look great with your online reviews. We do professional website design and we do search engine optimization.
And Paul, I can attest that what you do is generate revenue, income, new business, new clients for the businesses that are smart enough to hire you. So let's focus first on marketing and actually creating online ads. Because in my opinion, you are hitting numbers and conversion rates like I've never seen before.
Oh, thanks.
So please describe Facebook, Instagram ads, because a lot of business owners need your help.
What you have to do and what we do is we create Facebook and Instagram ads that convert. And what do I mean by that? I mean that they actually help your bottom line. They improve your sales. You know, how do we do that? First of all, there's an entire science behind creating an online marketing ad system that is professional and productive. Let's say you're a personal trainer, for example, okay? How do we get people to come to you and to be your clients? So what we might offer is a free training session with you, the personal trainer, and if you call now, and this is important, half off on the second training session. So what it does is it incentivizes them to call. And once the potential client makes that call, that's halfway there to a conversion. If you don't make that incentive, if you, the personal trainer, have to call them, that's going to be a harder thing to convert. So what I would like to offer is a free online presence review worth $200 free to you. I will examine your website. I will examine your Facebook page, your Instagram account, your LinkedIn, and so on. And I will give you an honest review of what is happening with your online presence. And I will also give you an estimate of what it will take to get you up to speed. Call me, Paul, at 916-801-3309. That's Paul at 916-801-3309.
The point that you are making, Paul, is simple. How do you differentiate your business model? How do you stand out against your competition? And what you are saying is you need a hook. You need to give them something of value. Yeah. To try out your services. And you give the example of course, working out. Let's get a little bit deeper. Yeah. On this issue.
Sure.
Let's talk about the difference between costs per link clicks, right? Versus a cost per action. Because you and I know you could throw ads out there, people could click on it all day, but unless they take action, wow, that's a lot of money to spend.
Yeah, this is really critical. So I'm really glad you brought this up. So I have a gentleman I know, and he wrote a book, and he reached out to me to help sell his book. So we created an ad campaign on Facebook and Instagram to sell this book. So when we drive them to an online bookstore. So we created four different assets. And what an asset is simply a targeted group. So we targeted four different groups, and we wanted to see which of those groups were doing the best. How do we measure that? So we're measuring that through link clicks. But here's the deal. It's possible that an ad set is doing great on link clicks, but not necessarily buying the book. So you could have a different ad set that has less link clicks and is buying the book. But we're not going to know that because we're taking them to an online bookstore where they purchase the book. I don't have any control over that online bookstore. Say this person had a website. If I had control over their website and they bought the book on their website, now I can measure that. I can actually put code, Facebook code, on that website and measure what ad set has the best cost per action. And that's critical. It's not cost per link click we really care about.
We are talking about businesses that want more income and revenue. And what I can attest to with you, Paul, is that you've taken my brand, my campaign, and you are testing. I love the fact that with Facebook, you can look at behaviors, and you can look at interests, and you can look at demographics, and you could target these ads so specifically. So again, I love what you're doing for me. Let's talk about lead generation magnets.
Okay, so lead generation magnets. Now, this is critical. Here's the deal. When someone goes on Facebook, they don't wait, you know, say it's in the morning, they don't wake up with their credit card ready to purchase something on Facebook, right? They're there to socialize. One of the things we want to do, not only compel them with a great ad image or video or great ad text, but we also want to build that relationship with that potential client. And so what we're going to do is we're going to lead them with something free. You're going to offer something free. And that is what we call a lead magnet. And that's something that has to be short, actionable, goal-oriented, and easy. And that usually is the form of a PDF format. Say, like, for example, you know, the 5 steps to financial freedom. Okay, so something that they can download very easily and take actionable steps on. So here's the deal. If you want to take an actionable step on your business, I want you to give me a call. My name is Paul at 916-801-3309, 916-801-3309.
Paul, you are passionate about what you do. I thank you again for a great year and look forward to you and I kicking butt in 2019. All right, everybody, I have got to take a break. But on the other side is Mike Ognisante, and we're going to talk about mortgage rates, what the Fed is planning on doing, and all sorts of other things. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
The following portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by Prime Lending Roseville.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and we're continuing the tradition of Christmas almost being here, right? It's 2 days away. We know that Santa's already on his way in his sleigh, and hopefully he's going to bring you and your kids lots of wonderful gifts. Well, let me tell you, I got a gift for you this morning because I've got Mike Ognisante, and you know Mike, he is the greatest mortgage expert in the region. He is with Prime Lending Roseville. Merry Christmas, Mike, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, and happy holidays to you as well. And I hope you got all your Christmas shopping done. You only got really a day and a half left.
I haven't, Mike. That's why my feet are killing me. All right, here's what I'm hoping that we do today. We have a little bit of fun because I speak with tons of people, and they always bring up these mortgage myths. And I want you and I to debunk them, and I want our listeners to know what's true and what's a myth. So here we go. First mortgage myth. If you have bad credit or went bankrupt, you can never, ever qualify for a mortgage. Is that true or false?
Oh, that's false. That's a big myth. And, you know, don't let the past prevent you from getting a home loan, because I've got programs that are going to help you through this. You know, believe it or not, Ronnie, I've got loans that you could actually be one day out of a bankruptcy and one day out of a foreclosure. And I have that internally, yes. And so Merry Christmas to my buyers that are coming to me, and I can help them get into a new loan. So don't let these derogatory events really affect you. You know, we're giving everybody a fresh start. You know, and I have programs that you may be young, and a lot of people are adverse to having credit. I have non-traditional credit that can be used. So if you're paying your rent on time, or if you're paying your insurance on time, I can use that as your credit trade lines and help you get a loan.
And so, Mike, I love the point and I love what you said. Do not let the past define you. I love that. You have given me goosebumps because, Mike, you and I have all, we've all fallen down in the past, right? But it's getting up that matters. And
Absolutely.
That leads me to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
What if you went through a divorce? Is it true that you can never qualify for a mortgage? True or false?
That's false as well. And I'm not a divorce attorney, and I'm not going to get into the legalities of it. But I work with a lot of customers that come to me and say, hey, Mike, I'm going through a divorce. You know, can I buy a home? And I say, absolutely. You know, you can buy a home as a married person, sole and separate, if you're going through a separation. And let's just say that you guys have separated and there's a divorce and there's a legal separation agreement. The real estate property's in with the ex. You can buy another home, even though that this mortgage may come up on your credit report, because your legal document, yeah, divorce decree, is going to tell me that the ex is responsible. So now I can help you get a fresh start again. If you've had a life event, you've gone through a divorce, you've had a foreclosure, a bankruptcy, please reach out to me. Let's start off this brand new year with a positive, and I'm going to help you right through all this. So please call me at 916-765-6457. That's 916-765-6457.
Mike, as you know, the self-employed and business owners, in my opinion, they're the true heroes in our country because they employ and provide jobs. My question, my myth for you is simple. If you're self-employed and own your own business, can you qualify for a mortgage? True or false?
Oh, of course you can. Absolutely. And what we don't see today is the stated income loans and those no doc. What we're doing today to help our self-employed buyers is that I have loan programs that I don't really need to see tax returns. So if you're a business owner and you're writing off expense that you're allowed to do, and that may, you know, discount your income a little bit, I can do loans without income tax returns. I can base your income on 12 to 24 month bank statements to verify your income. So again, what we're trying to do here is find alternatives to help our self-employed buyers.
And let's talk about the time frame involved with applications. Why is it, Mike, that everybody's like, Ronnie, to get a mortgage is going to take me 6 months, 5 months, and it's like root canal? Is that true or false, Mike?
Well, that is definitely false, and there's a myth to that. But I want you to remember, though, you want to get started early. If this is your goal for 2019 to buy a home, you should be reaching out today to me, and we're going to get you started. We're going to build this timeline for you. We're going to say that, hey, let's get you pre-qualified. Once I have all this information together, guess what? You know how fast I'm closing loans right now? 10 to 15 days.
Wow.
Yes. So I had a client just, you know, last week. They went into contract a week ago Monday, and we're closing them on Monday. So 2 weeks, Ronnie. And if you'd like to call me, Mike Ognosanti at Prime Lending, I'm going to help you get into your home right away without any hassles. 916-765-6457. Again, call Mike at 916-765-6457.
Let's pivot for a moment and talk about Butte County, okay? Right? The fire, because I believe, Mike, that there are 5,000 people that have been displaced. How is that affecting our market?
Well, think about 5,000 and relate that to it's almost 18,000 structures. You know, it's just a big number, and I feel so bad. And so I just got a call, you know, this week from one of our displaced homeowners. And we're sharing, you know, a federally insured program called the 203H. And what we're able to do there is we're going to be able to help them rebuild with this program. We're also going to allow, you know, even renters. If you were a renter in that area and not a homeowner, you can still apply for the 203H, a government insured program. And we can get you in with no money down. No money down. We have flexible underwriting. If you lost your documentation, we can do alternative documentation. We, like I said earlier, we have flexible underwriting. And one of the biggest things to help buyers qualify is that we can exclude the current mortgage obligation on their home that they're displaced on to help them qualify for another home if they choose not to rebuild. So again, call me. I've got options for our home buyers. I want to help you. And this is Mike at Prime Lending. Please call my personal cell number at 916-765-6457. Again, that's 916-765-6457.
Now, Mike, you and I have spoken a lot about refinancing, and I'm all in on refinancing, and I believe homeowners have got to take the equity out of their home. Do you believe that refinancing your home is a stupid thing to do? True or false?
False. Absolutely not. I mean, again, don't assume that when interest rates have been inching up like they have this year, that it's no longer worth refinancing your mortgage. You know, it used to be a rule of thumb that if interest rates are 1 point higher than my current rate, I shouldn't refinance. Well, that's false. And the reason being is, honestly, there's many reasons why refinancing and taking money out of your house makes sense. We're going to maybe take that money out of your house. We're going to pay off some high interest debt, especially knowing what happened this week with the Federal Reserve increasing interest rates. And that's going to affect all the credit card debt.
And can you dumb that down?
Sure.
And explain, Mike, when someone refinances and have that cash, what they can do with it?
So when the feds raise short-term interest rates, in effect, it's going to raise the borrowing cost of your credit card, your auto loans. And it's going to help mortgage interest rates. So it seems a little inverse, doesn't it? Short-term interest rates rise, but mortgage interest rates go lower. And that's the truth. Because now what we're going to do is we're going to take some of that cash out, and we're going to lower your overall debt expense. If you have any questions about this theory, call Mike at 916-765-6457. Again, call Mike at Prime Lending Roseville, 916-765-6457.
Here's my last question for you. What does 2019 look like for those of you interested in mortgages?
Well, again, we talked about these myths. Don't let them mess you up. Don't fall for them. But my forecast, again, this is what we're seeing in the industry, is that mortgage rates should trend sideways next year. And we anticipate home price appreciation kind of to moderate again. We're going to see lower interest rates on mortgages next year. So 2019 is going to bring back some affordability to the market. So again, if I could help you understand what's coming next year, call Mike Ognisanti at Prime Lending at 916-765-6457. Again, that's 916-765-6457.
The bottom line, Mike, is I've had a wonderful year with you. I thank you so much for everything that you have done for our audience. All right, everybody, I have got to take a break. But on the other side is my favorite audiologist, and that is Dr. Rosalind Young. And that's because she's helping me hear better. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
The following segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by our Doctor of Audiology, Dr. Rosalind Young.
And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I've got to confess right now, I've got a fat belly. Okay, not only am I eating Dr. Rosalind Young's delicious banana bread, I ate so much this past week, like many of you. And you know what else I got to do? I got to go surfing, and the water was freezing, and it was glorious. I'm telling you right now, I love to surf. But what I loved most of all was spending time with my mom. You see, my mom is 86 years old, and you and I know that our time here on planet Earth is limited. So being with my mom, my family, all the kids, all the food, bottom line is, I love Thanksgiving and certainly hope that all of you did as well. Now, I've got a great show for you today. Let me tell you who's coming in. Of course, I've got Dr. Rosalind Young, and she is our radio show's rock star doctor of audiology. In fact, she's helping me with my hearing issues. And then, of course, I've got Dr. Angela Barr, and she is a board-certified addiction doctor, and she is amazing. And then, of course, I'm bringing in Paul Sanchetti, and we're going to talk about the internet, your business, and how you can make more money. And then I'm going to bring on Bob, our tax guy, because we got to have a little bit of turkey tax fun. All right, everybody, I am going to start this awesome Thanksgiving weekend show off with you, Dr. Rosalind Young. Good morning, Dr. Young.
Hi, good morning, Ronnie. Thank you for having me here today, and happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
You know what, Dr. Young, that's what I love about you. You get family, you get tradition. And so like you and I, when we're around our families, we notice a trend. Some of our family members cannot hear. How do you address and broach that subject? Because you want a better relationship, but when you can't hear, you can't communicate.
Yes, it is a touchy subject sometimes for some of the people out there with hearing loss. They don't want to admit that they have the hearing problem. But a lot of the family members will notice that their father is sitting on the corner, not participating. You notice withdrawal, stopping attending favor activities. Like, you know, they stop going to bunco or even just little things that they used to go, attending church, meetings that they used to participate. They're starting to withdraw from those social situations. And hearing loss can also create a lot of, sometimes a feeling of hostility because now, you know, you get irritable because not being able to hear as well. Turning the television up higher, much higher than everybody else in the family would like it to be. So it could be really uncomfortable, not just for the person with the hearing loss, but everybody else, like family and friends who are gathering.
You know, Dr. Young, I love what you just said, okay? It's a touchy subject. Anyone with hearing loss, and if you're around someone with hearing loss, you don't know how to address it. And then to your point, the TV is on so loud, you can't communicate. What is your advice? You are an amazing doctor of audiology. You help people with hearing loss. How do we broach this sensitive subject?
So the first thing you could probably do is ask your family is to say, Dad, you know, I notice you're missing out conversations. You tend to be by yourself. You know, when was the last time you had your hearing checked? you know, you always get your eyes checked annually. For most people, it's annually, sometimes maybe twice a year, depending on what's going on. But we always forget about our hearing, and it's really important to be able to hear what's going on. So I think to just say, hey, let's get that checked, should be part of your hearing health care, should be part of your vision check, your dental checkups, you know. So incorporate that into the health care. And I think if we can encourage everybody to take part of that, it takes the stigma away and then really focus more on quality of life. Call our office at Roseville Diagnostic Hearing Center at 916-780-4200. Again, that's 780-4200.
And I'll tell you something, Dr. Young, anyone with hearing loss or anyone who wants to eat your delicious banana nut bread, I encourage them to call you immediately. Now, I want to address something that you and I also notice in the younger generation. You have an amazing daughter in Ava, and I know your daughter, like my nieces, nephews, great nieces and nephews, they're addicted to their headphones. They're addicted to the earbuds. Can you talk about kids and the problem and epidemic I see and you see today?
Yes. In previous talks that we had, we talked about the tiny little hair cells in our ears, right? That these are delicate structures susceptible to damage. And I think the awareness isn't there what noise can do to the hearing. And kids are always using now earbuds, headphones. I think there's just more access and more use of personal listening devices. And if they're not monitored, these kids are turning them up loud to where it could be detrimental to their hearing long term. The problem is hearing loss doesn't happen right away. The effects of noise may not be immediate. It's very slow, progressive change in the hearing. And when those tiny hair cells in our inner ear inside the cochlea, there's about 15,000, approximately 15,000 hair cells in that structure, in the outer hair cells. When they get damaged by noise, they don't grow back. So it's very important to make sure we don't damage this system because they're irreplaceable. And young children, you know, they tend to listen. They're not aware of the time. Next thing you know, they're on the iPad 2-3 hours with their earphones or earbuds. And sometimes it's not just the length of time, but it's the volume they have to really pay attention to. So if you have anyone who needs any hearing evaluation or hearing tests and need to find out if their hearing is good, call our office, 916-780-4200. Again, that's 916-780-4200.
You know, Dr. Young, I love what you said about kids. And that's what makes them amazing. They have no concept of time, money, and chores. But I want to get back to the parent. Why is it that you and I, well, maybe not you, but most of us turn the music up really loud, including my producer, Mike?
Yes, I think we just have this idea that music, the louder, the better it is. And even though we know, yes, it may not be healthy for our hearing, we just think of to ourselves like, oh, this could never happen to me. It's not going to affect me. I think because the effects are not immediate. So I think we just have to be more cognizant about and have the awareness that loud sounds can damage our hearing.
Dr. Young, there have been so many technological advancements as it relates to hearing aids, right? Let's throw the stigma out the window and let's finally start hearing the conversation. Can you talk about the hearing aids that you provide for your clients and how amazing they truly are?
Yes, there are a variety of hearing aids available out there, from Bluetooth connected hearing aids. They can connect to iPads, your iPhones. You can answer your iPhones with, and then it sends a signal to your hearing aids, which is kind of really easy and convenient. You can control the volumes, programs, utilizing your device. So there's so many different styles that are out there, and great quality, great technology. I think a lot of people are not aware that hearing aids could really improve their hearing. So if you are suffering from hearing loss and you're not sure about hearing aids, call our office. We offer a 60-day trial, 100% money-back guarantee. Call us at 916-780-4200. Again, that's 916-780-4200.
Ava, tell me what makes your mom so amazing.
She takes care of me, and she likes helping people in the world so that they can hear their families and they can have a good time with them. And they don't have to, like, be in the corner and like not be lonely, and they can do more activities, and she helps them out with that and tries to do the best for them, and she tries the best she can to help them so that they can have a better life.
Again, everybody, that is Ava. She is Dr. Rosalind Young's amazing daughter. And again, thank you both so much for coming in, bringing treats for us, and for being such an amazing person.
Thank you, Ronnie. I really appreciate you having us today.
All right, everybody, I've got to take a break. But on the other side is Dr. Angela Barr. You know her. She is a board-certified addiction specialist. And we need to talk about you and the holidays, because guess what? Someone might be drinking a little too much. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch. We'll be back with more right after this.
The following segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by our addiction specialist, Dr. Angela Barr.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and the surf is definitely up in this segment because I have Dr. Angela Barr, and you know her. She is a board-certified addiction doctor, and what we're going to talk about in this segment is so relevant. First of all, Dr. Barr, happy holidays. It is so wonderful to see you, and good morning.
Good morning. Happy holidays to you too, Ronnie.
You know, Dr. Barr, you and I talk off the mic, and we talk about our love of food. I am addicted to In-N-Out Burger. You love chocolate, and our producer, Mike, loves pizza. Given the fact that it's the end of the year, it's holidays, I'd like to talk about food addiction, right? So let's just talk about it. What is food addiction?
Many people commonly think eating too much or overeating defines food addiction. However, food addiction is less about the amount of food we consume and more about our thinking and behaviors about how much and the reasons of why we eat.
Okay, so what you're saying about food addiction then is it starts with our head? Because here I'm thinking the whole time, Dr. Barr, my stomach is driving me to In-N-Out Burger, okay? Explain that to our audience, because it's a brilliant point that you are making.
Your stomach is driving you to In-N-Out Burger when you haven't eaten all day.
Yes, it is.
But your head is driving you to In-N-Out Burger when you suddenly smell the In-N-Out Burger, you think of the warm patty, the cheese melting, the grilled onions, and suddenly you have an overwhelming feeling or desire to eat. While, Ronnie, at the same time, your rational thinking is saying, I don't want to really eat In-N-Out. I've just had a steak. I just enjoyed a salad. I'm done. But your brain keeps saying to you, but the cheese is melting so nicely and I really just have to go. And suddenly you find you're in the car line and the In-N-Out Burger man is taking your order and you're eating.
Right now my tongue is just, I mean, melting at the thought of having an In-N-Out Burger. However, to your point, I know better. So can you talk about now? The holidays, right? It's 2 days before Christmas. We know better, Dr. Barr, and yet we're still grabbing that chocolate. We're still eating that junk food. Why is that?
Because we've lost our sense of control over the food. It can be chocolate. It could be bread, as it is in my case, and chocolate. It could be vegetables. It could be any number of our food choice or not choice. It can be things we don't want to eat, but we feel this compulsion, this overwhelming desire to just eat. The behavior of actually just eating can be food addiction. If you are struggling with food addiction or any other addiction of chemical dependency, give me a call at 916-333-5955. 916-333-5955.
Dr. Barr, you treat addiction. You've got clients showing up to your office who need help. Can you explain how you help those of us who are addicted to food?
We make a plan, and that is the primary way to gain a sense of control about whatever substance is that you're struggling to get a handle on.
What does that plan look like, Dr. Barr? You talk about a plan. You've got someone sitting in front of you at your office, and you help all types of addicts. I mean, my niece died of a drug overdose. This is so personal to me. What does that plan look like, Dr. Barr? I know it's unique to each of your clients, but can you give us a sense of what the plan looks like?
The types of plans that we develop are specific to you and whatever you may be struggling with. And the way that it looks for food addiction is to have a plan of eating every day. You sort of know what your risks are, like In-N-Out Burger. So we know we're not going to drive by In-N-Out Burgers. We're going to make sure we're well fed with healthy foods throughout the day, specifically your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and making sure that your tummy, your stomach that's growling, isn't driving your need to go to In-N-Out Burger because you're well fed. But then we have a plan that you know you're only eating specific foods within that day that are healthy for you, that you enjoy, but are not In-N-Out Burger. And that way, your brain, that when you think of In-N-Out Burger, you're able to sort of squash that and say, nope, I'm going to have my, and whatever that is on your plan that you will have for that day.
And I love your point, Dr. Barr. Stay away from the In-N-Out Burgers, right? That's step number one. Let's talk about a little bit of a myth, because we're talking about food addiction, and yet I want to know, can skinny people be addicted to food as well? Like, does body weight even matter?
Great question. So often we think, and in this society, that a heavy body weight and large body size equals food addiction. We know that is just not true. Really, food addiction is about the thinking and behaviors around how and when and why we consume food. And there are some people that consume a whole bunch of food to just purge it because they have this overwhelming sense that they need to eat and that they need to eat within a certain period of time, and can often feel like they become afraid that they may gain weight. So they purge or they throw up, make themselves vomit afterwards to get rid of any excess calories that they may have consumed. That's what we call something called anorexia nervosa. And for the most part, many people that are anorexic are of normal body weight or generally lower body weight.
And what about the emotional component with food addiction? Because I find for myself, when I'm sad or something's not going right, I'm turning to food to make me feel better.
Yeah, it's a substance, right? It's a substance to alter our state of being, just like other substances. It also produces dopamine, which brings up our sense of well-being. And so when I eat the chocolate, you better believe that I have a better sense of well-being. And so when we're always turning toward a substance, whether that's food, whether it's chocolate in my case, pizza in Mike's case, to elevate my sense of well-being, then yeah, it is an addiction, a food addiction. Don't let the substance define you. We can establish a sense of control over whatever substance is that you are struggling with. Give me a call. I'm Dr. Angela Barr with Chemical Dependency Treatment Associates, 916-333-5955. 916-333-5955.
What about families? How are families affected by addiction?
There's a lot of feeling helpless and hopeless in families when there's a loved one that they can't reach It's a feeling like you've hit a big wall and there's nowhere else to go. And so ultimately, in what we do is opening doors, opening communication, feeling the freedom of there are other ways that I can manage this. And even if it is sort of accepting that your nephew is going to continue to drink alcohol, opening doors, communicating, honesty, and having practical means to an end.
Dr. Angela Barr, bottom line is I thank you for the work that you do. You see, you are helping to save people's lives. You are helping to save people's lives, and I thank you so much for your contributions to our show. All right, everybody, I am out of time, but you know what? I need you to pick up the phone right now and call me, 800-750-7270, 800-750-7270. Be the first caller, and I'm going to make your Christmas wish come true and get you that $50 gift card to Scott's Affordable Car Care. All right, everybody, I'm out of time. I wish you, your loved ones, happy holidays. Hope Santa comes by and gets you everything you ever hoped for. Ho, ho, ho to everyone out there. You guys take care. Be good to one another. Look forward to seeing you next week on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red.